from a young age, I've always been in the science classroom, and my brother's really into science, and my dad's mechanics are like engineering, and that goes into science. And a lot of the time at my primary school, we do a lot of stuff with the stars, so we do stargazing nights, and just from there, that sparked my interest, and it sort of just steamrolled ahead.
What do you like so much about science? What's the attraction?
It's just that it's so now. Like, we have to learn about the past, but then we're also learning about the future, so we're testing all the time and finding new ways to do things, and it's just so innovative. I think that's the future of the world, so that's where I'm going. My role model is Albert Einstein, and he always said that there's a lot of imagination in science and creativity, and it's the creativity that leads you to asking questions and finding new answers. And without that creativity, you can't go new places. So I think there's a range of things. We just don't know it yet.
And have you got a particular interest within the scientific field?
I love physics, especially astrophysics, but I do like the other areas of physics as well. But physics is my main major, yeah.
And what is it about physics that you like?
So I've met quite a few other physicists, and we've had like a conversation about what makes physics important. And basically, when you look back at it, physics is the starting for every other science. And so once you understand physics, you can understand how chemistry works or how biology works. And it just all sort of mats together, but physics is the start. And so that's, I think, what makes it so important.
Can you give me an example of how physics is the
start? Until you learn how an atom works, then you can't learn how a chemical works. And until you find out how a chemical works, then you don't know how the body works.
So speaking of starts, you started in Outback Longreach and now you're boarding in Townsville. What was it like to grow up in the country?
I personally loved it very much because I just had so much wide open space and there was a lot of places for me to run around and just experiment with things. So like building cubby houses and helping my dad fix cars, and there was just so much to do, and it's definitely created the personality I have today.
There's a lot of discussion about whether access to education disadvantages kids who grew up in rural areas like Longreach. So to get the often overlooked perspective of a student themselves, I asked Miss Coxon about whether she thought going to primary school in the outback has been a negative.
I think in some ways we do and some ways we don't. We don't have a lot of access to like universities, and often we don't have access to those researchers because they're not close by. But we have a lot more hands-on science, but being regional doesn't really matter when it comes to such a worldwide thing.
And Miss Coxon said she'd encourage kids, wherever they're from, to get involved and excited about science.
Yeah, I definitely say get out there and look for things, because once I started looking, a whole lot of opportunities opened up, and you'd be surprised how many people out there, and actually from towns like Rockhampton or Townsville, those people will actually help kids from out where I come from get to those amazing places because they know we don't have those resources. So there's a lot of people out there to help you and a lot of activities you can do.
Speaking of activities, you've done quite a number of activities with science. You've been overseas a number of times. Can you talk me through some of those programs and those summer schools?
So I've been overseas twice, and both were with the Oxbridge Academic Programs, which is a program run out of the USA. And they do programs all over the world. And I went to the first ever Scotland. They just opened up the Scotland one, and it was at the University of St Andrews. And I enjoyed
that. The same one that Prince William went to.
Yeah.
Did you see Kate?
No, I wasn't there when they were there. But we got to see the dorm rooms they were in, and it was very amazing. And I was there for a month. And even though it was such a cute little town, but it also we had a lot of access to things because I was studying genetics and British history. And so I got to see a lot of sites where amazing things happened. And then after going there, I came back for a few weeks and then went over to the University of Oxford for a week, and there I studied maths and nature, and I got a lot of information out of that, so access to people who were doing real-time research, and we did tours of the city because there's so much science that's happened in there. And so got to see Einstein's blackboard where he proved relativity, which the Oxford students stole from Cambridge, but I wasn't supposed to say that.
Erica Coxon's next scientific achievement will take her off to Germany for the International Summer Science Program this July, but she's got bigger plans ahead.
I always have a little bit of a joke that I want to get to somewhere and I want to win Nobel Prize for science. It's Oh, it's a bit more a joke. It's like a dream. But, like, that's my goal. And in achieving for that goal, I'll achieve a lot more than I expect. And so it's the things that go along with that journey. And even if I don't make it there, if I push myself, I'll get a lot more out of the journey.